Nick, you guys spent obviously a lot of the off season and through camp preparing for an offense with Randy Moss. How do you go about game planning now without him? I mean, do you go back and use old plays, for instance? How does this manifest itself?
Yeah, really, our approach won't change offensively. You know, we're a game plan team, so we put in a game plan week to week based on the opponent, and you know, we'll put the players in the position that we feel are best and try to maximize what we do offensively relative to what the defense does. So we'll go about this week like we normally do from an offensive perspective and try to prepare ourselves for a good defense that we're going to face on Sunday.
Right, but do the actual plays change, or is it just or is the game plan change? You know what I mean?
I mean, the offense isn't going to change. I mean, what we put in the spring, what we worked on through training camp, you know, we're not all of a sudden going to go back and make up new plays. So we have a foundation that's in place. We've installed an offensive system. So like we do any week to week, we look at the team and we figure out, okay, this play works against this coverage, this play works in this situation. So from our perspective, nothing's going to change from a game plan standpoint in terms of how we go about it.
Nick, how much time did you spend over the off weekend watching the rest of the league and catching up on some of the general things that are happening around the NFL?
Yeah, Mike, it probably did a little bit of everything. Actually, I had a chance to catch up on some college games over the weekend, you know, which was good to see some of those players. Had a chance to see, you know, some of the games yesterday as well. You know, and it looks like, I mean, like every week, you have to be prepared regardless of who the opponent is. I mean, it's such a competitive league, and it looks like, you know, games are going to come down to X amount of plays, whether it's, you know, in the Raiders game, a couple blocked kicks that end up being turned into points, turnovers or penalties. So there's always five or six critical plays in every game that are going to make the difference. You know, and it looks like it's going to be competitive for the duration of the year. So, you know, our perspective is to take it one week at a time, because you really can't afford to look beyond that, because the league is too competitive. There's too many good teams. So you have to make sure that you maximize your opportunities and maximize, you know, your chances on each Sunday. And this week it's the Ravens.
Is it a little odd watching Raiders games, or do you always check and see how they did, considering your, you know, your first round draft pick is sort of dependent on their performance?
No, we just watch every game, and if there's certain plays that show up, whether it's the Seattle game, whether it's the Philadelphia San Francisco game, whatever it is, I mean, you're just watching a game, you're watching the league, and whatever game those plays happen to show up in, I mean, that's what you're looking for.
Nick, how do you see this offense maybe evolving or changing without Randy Moss?
You know, I think there's going to be other players that are going to be given opportunities, and, you know, like we do every week. You know, certain players are maybe going to make more plays than others, but, you know, we have a lot of confidence in the players that we have on this team offensively. You know, there's a lot of time that's been put in through the spring, through the camps, through the preseason into the regular season. So, I mean, our players, we expect them to show up, to work hard, to prepare each week, and to go out there and play to the best of their ability, and, you know, hopefully our players will do that, and, you know, the outcome will be positive.
Nick, there have been some reports about your potential conversation about Vincent Jackson, others about maybe bringing Deion Branch back. Where do any of those conversations stand, and are you guys looking for another receiver at this point, given Moss is no longer here?
Yeah, I would say any conversations that we have about players, we keep internally. I would say they're continually ongoing. I mean, you know, we look at a lot of players this time of the year, you know, whether it's players that are on the street, who's ever available, and whatever means and whatever mechanism that there is that we feel to improve our football team, we'll explore, and, you know, that's how we approach it. So I would say what we're doing today is no different than we do at any point during the year. And any talks about any players, you know, we keep everything internal.
Sort of on that same line, is Taylor Price ready to step in and be active now, do you think?
Yeah, we'll see. You know, he's making some progress. You know, we like Taylor. He's got a good skill set. He's big. He's physical. He has good hands. You know, there's certain things at the position that I think he's continuing to learn. You know, there's a lot more components, I'd say, that are in, that come into play for him. You know, number one, because he's a rookie. Number two, you know, the offense that we're using is a little bit different than the one that he used in college. So I think he's moving in the right direction. So, you know, we'll start practicing here on Tuesday, and, you know, every day, every player is judging their performance, and then we'll make the decisions come game time with the roster, with the 45-man roster that we feel, you know, which players give us the best chance to win. So I think he's worked hard. He's moving in the right direction. How it all shakes out here moving forward, and we'll just have to wait and see.
Nick, in terms of another situation and a direction it might be moving, I'm curious if the bye week offered any movement in, with Logan Mankins and his situation. Has anything changed there?
Yeah, Mike, there's nothing to update on that front.
Nick, I'm curious if you've heard from anyone else around the league with your hot draft picks next year, the multiple picks in the first, second, third, and fourth rounds. If not necessarily heard from them in terms of, you know, will you trade us those picks, but just maybe the envy of the league as you sit there with that haul next year in the draft.
I don't think we're really too worried about that at this point. I mean, our focus is on the season, and, you know, once the season is over, then, you know, we'll address the draft and prepare for that accordingly. So I'd say we haven't received any calls as of yet. So I think everybody's worried about their own team and just preparing for their game each week.
Take a final question.
Nick, what has impressed you most on Aaron Hernandez from when you scouted him in college to what he's put together so far with the team?
Yeah, you know, Aaron, you know, he's a good player. He's athletic. He's versatile. He's got good toughness. I think he has good football instincts. You know, even at Florida, they moved him around quite a bit, asked him to do a few different things. So, you know, I think he's been able to learn at a good pace, you know, along with Gronkowski as well. And then just flipping over defensively, I mean, you know, McCourty and those guys, you know, they've seemed to pick up some things quickly. But, you know, Hernandez is versatile. He's smart. He understands concepts, what you're trying to do in the passing game. So, you know, he's made some plays. Hopefully that will continue moving forward. And I think the most important thing now is just the overall consistency on a week-to-week basis. You know, individually and then collectively as a unit, and I would say just speaking offensively, and, you know, hopefully that will continue here, you know, for the rest of the season.
All right, thank you, Nick.
Thanks, Dave. Appreciate
line,
it.
We'll-